GOP Rep. Collins, Dems in love with terrorists, they mourn Soleimani more than they mourn our Gold Star families. By Jeff Poore on January 9, 2020. Wednesday during an appearance on Fox Business Network's Ludovs Tonight, Representative Doug Collins, RGA, the ranking Republican on the House Judiciary Committee, criticized House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and Democrats for their reactions to the successful U.S. strike ordered by President Donald Trump that killed Iranian Quds Force Commander General Qasem Soleimani. According to the Georgia Republican, it appeared to him Democrats were in love with terrorists, comparing their reaction to those of Gold Star families that lost a loved one as a result of Soleimani's actions. "You know, Lou, it just is amazing," he said. "I mean, if it wasn't so sad and serious with our country to have Nancy Pelosi, I did not think she could become more hypocritical than she was during impeachment, but guess what? Surprise, surprise. Nancy Pelosi does it again, and her Democrats fall right in line. 1. They're in love with terrorists, we see that. They mourn Soleimani more than they mourn our Gold Star families who are the ones who suffered under Soleimani. That's the problem. But also look at this, in 2011 when President Obama went into Libya and stayed longer than quote, they thought, you know, the war power says he should stay, they said nothing. In fact, she actually excused it and said, this is just what, you know, presidents do. Let me say as someone who has a very real constitutional issue with the War Powers Act to start with. I mean, this is just another, again, blatant hypocritical act by Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats because they don't like the president," Collins continued. "And you know, what does it say to the rest of the world? When you have a president who stands up and says we're going to be the voice of reason in the world, we're going to take out a terrorist. Let's remind everybody, Soleimani was a terrorist. Someone who killed other people indiscriminately, and we took him out. He is no longer there. Iran is now reeling backward. And she is wanting to say, oh, I'm not sure we did it in the right way. He should have been killed a long time ago. The president took him out in the proper way, respect to the president." Follow Jeff Poore on Twitter at Jeff_Poore.